The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Roger Stone with huge 2016 Trump news. David Stabber is joining us in the next segment. Dr. Group on the mystery flu and more that's still going around in the third hour. And in the fourth hour today, we have host David Knight chaperoning that transmission. I want to get into political speech control because there's an update. DOJ agents have raided the home of the Planned Parenthood activist who coordinated some of the videos at CBS News Sacramento, and we've seen a Texas grand jury indict some of the people that went in and showed clear fraud, in my view, clear breaking of the law. But this is persecution of journalism. People didn't know body parts were being sold. There's laws against it. Now, they were violating all sorts of different laws, and that's all come out. But instead, they want to keep this multi-billion dollar a year industry going. They don't want women to know this is happening, so these people are now being persecuted. But look, it just draws more attention to it. It shows everybody what's going on. In fact, I have a whole stack dealing with political correctness and how it leads to arrest in its final phases. Gap apologizes for ad accused of racism because it shows four little girls, and one of the white girls has her arm leaning on the black girl, which just shows a form of friendliness and a way to balance out the scene. But no, that's covert brainwashing to teach people to just look for covert racism everywhere you go. Isn't that just cute?
By the way, that's her adopted sister.
That's her adopted sister in real life, too. Thank you, CJ, for reminding me of that. Were you on air just then?
Yes.
I love it. Good. Come on air more. I've been begging them for years to do it. They make a lot of great points in my ears sometimes. I just want it on air, unless it's a really embarrassing mistake I've made or something, then we can do that off air. But seriously, I don't have people in my ear telling me what to do, but they do help me out with names or facts or, you know, something that's coming up, or if I can't think of something, half the time they pop in my head. Like, I'm like, who's that actor? Who's in such and such? And they'll tell me. But just think about that, where you're taught brown paper bag, brown bag. And then everyone politically correct, you know, in an office will then try to go around and grovel to the, quote, minorities to make them feel secure, when that only makes everybody feel creeped out. I mean, it's just totally uncomfortable, totally weird. And then Gap apologizes. We're sorry. We didn't mean it like that, but we're sorry for showing a family together. And, oh, my gosh, it's so terrible. No. CNN host cuts off interview after guest mentions Hillary's defense of child rapists as a lawyer. It's a fact. They did it. But you're not allowed to talk about her that way. Oh, and of course, folks have found other Gap ads with a black girl putting her arm on the head of the little girl. That's just meant to balance out the scene and show they're all comfortable with each other and friendly. But you see, and the black girl has a shirt that says epic. Like, she's the center of the piece. She's the old cool kid who they're targeting. You want to be the cool kid, wear this, and all the other kids will flock around you. That's the real manipulation. But instead, it's racism, just so you're just looking for the codes everywhere, like a schizophrenic basket case loon. Here's another one. BBC reports, China's Great Firewall blocks its creator. The designer of China's Great Firewall has been mocked online after he reportedly had to bypass the censorship system that he helped create during a public event where he was down there pushing it. And these guys work with Zuckerberg to help censor us. It's all one big happy family. Planned Parenthood, David Daladin, I think is his name, speaks out on his home being raided. Undercover investigators' home in California was raided by officials under the Office of California Attorney General's office. I-Team, Port Authority cops say surprise terror drills pose danger to officers. We're going to get into some of that. More censorship. Raised hands in England. Raising your hand to ask a question violates safe space policy. Not allowed to walk, not allowed to talk, not allowed to touch, not allowed to raise hands. That's beyond a super max prison. And you pay $200,000 to get one of these degrees.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet there is. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Extensively tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. Waronthegrid.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live now here in the second hour, broadcasting worldwide. Coming up later in the hour, I'm going to play some of these clips. Last week, MSNBC and others freaked out. Media Matters, run by the White House, freaked out. BuzzFeed, AlterNet, all of them. Reddit, that, oh my gosh, the evil Roger Stone, a former head of Trump's campaign, went on the Alex Jones Show and said that we should be upset if they take the popular vote at the RNC away and give it to somebody else. And, of course, Stone's been saying for months they may give it to Paul Ryan or to Mitt Romney with zero delegates. That even sounded wild to me, but I knew everything Stone keeps talking about comes true, so I believed it. And sure enough, the last few weeks, Karl Rove's come out and said, oh, we need a fresh face. We don't even need any delegates. We, the party, can decide. And then MSNBC sat there and said, can you believe it? They want to have millions of people there so that when they try to steal it, the public can say no. Yeah, we have to go point out that the popular vote's always been honored by these delegates, unless it's very, very close. You have a public election. You have all this money spent. You have false advertising saying that go vote, one man, one vote, one woman, one vote. You decide 2016, you decide 2012, you decide 2008, you decide, you decide, you decide. And now they're saying, oh, no, we changed the rules way back, and we're not going to let you do that. I believe that's indefensible. Even the parties claim they have all this internal power. When you hold yourself out as a public watchdog, when you hold yourself out with false advertising, we can show all the instances where they say, your vote counts, come join our party, that this is fraud. Now, Roger Stone was there in 1980 and helped stop them stealing it from Reagan. He was there in 76 as well. And his business partner, Paul Manafort, also was there. He's been hired by Trump. Again, we didn't want to sit here and you know, brag about how influential Stone and his cohorts are, but the point is they know more about what they're doing than some of the other folks. And the good news is even Politico came out a few days ago and said, look, Manafort, Stone, and others more and more have been proven right about how they try to steal the delegates, and so they're coming in more and more to try to stop it. But Stone is still on the outside of the campaign, so he can get more done. That's why they've announced he's been banned on CNN a month ago. Now MSNBC, through the White House-run Media Matters, has announced he's banned. And it's because he's so effective, and he's telling the truth. Now, he's with us till 44 after or so. Then we're going to get into some other news today, and I'm going to try to give him the floor to really walk through what happened in Wisconsin, where this is going, what the next phase is, and how we stop them going into Cleveland and beyond. But this is a big, big deal, because even if you hate Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders, they're robbing both of them, Trump more spectacularly. If they get away with this, with party bosses on TV like Priebus and others bragging that your vote doesn't count, my God, what's next? So here to tell us what's happened and what's next is Roger Stone of StoneZone.com. We carry both of his books on the Bush crime family and the Clinton sex crimes at InfoWarsStore.com, I should also add. So thank you so much, Mr. Stone, for joining us. Break down what you think's front and center right now.
Well, Alex, first of all, I want to thank you, because nobody has been more effective in terms of revealing the secret game plan of the party kingmakers, their entire disdain for the democratic process, their attempt to completely discard the will of the American people, those Republicans, and in some places Democrats and independents, who have voted in overwhelming numbers for Donald Trump. Now, this race is changing almost by the hour. And I think it's important to understand that Trump has fashioned a communications-based strategy from the beginning. And this was all him. No one else can take credit for this. It was his vision to go into the primary states, hold these enormous rallies, and then stand out as the only nationalist in a field of globalists, and to tell people the shocking and hard truths about our current fiscal situation, our current trade policies, our current immigration policies, which have left our country unsafe, and then, of course, the incoherent foreign policy that has been pursued by the Bushes and the Clintons and the Bushes and the Obamas. So I think it is vital to understand that now we're in a phase of the campaign where organization matters, where knowledge of the arcane rules that surround delegate selection matters. But that doesn't mean that the will of the people can no longer be manifested. We saw this in the Republican National Convention in 1940. When thousands of adherents of Wendell Willkie stormed Philadelphia to make their presence known, and there was a popular surge, and the bosses of the party, who were more likely to be for Harold Sasson or Tom Dewey or Robert Taft, bowed to the will of the people. We saw it again in 1952. In kind of a reverse, where the popular desire for Eisenhower put direct pressure on the party bosses who are lined up for Senator Robert Taft. So history is repeating itself. Now, what do we need to look for? Next weekend in Colorado, look for the big steal. Donald Trump will be stolen blind by a combination of the Romney-Bush-Cruz faction of the Colorado establishment. Look to Wyoming, where they're going to chisel more delegates away from Donald Trump. Look to Arizona, a state that Donald Trump won overwhelmingly in a primary. But wait and see. They're going to send delegates to the convention who are not loyal to Donald Trump.
And, so, and just to interrupt you, for new listeners, Roger Stone, StoneZone.com, one of the top Trump advisors out there, confidant, you predicted, I mean, I've got to go through all these videos. There's so many of them. Everything that happened, unlike, and I'm not kissing your butt, it's true, unlike anyone else out there, period, in the media, I mean, you have not put out bull to just get attention like so many political pundits have done. You've given everybody the true inside baseball from the smoking rooms, but predicting what would be in the smoking rooms before it happened. You said they'd steal Texas. The Texas Association, the Texas Board has come out and said, no, that was fraud. You said that they would do all these things. You said they would try to steal Louisiana, Arizona, Tennessee. Even though Trump won all those, they now just give it to Cruz and nakedly admitted it. It's so crazy. So now you're saying they're going to steal these other states. Would they dare try to steal California or New York? I mean, he's going to win those with huge majorities. Will they just tell us it doesn't matter? The wooden man, the vampire, Ted Cruz gets them?
Well, what we don't know is whether Ted Cruz, who some refer to as Fat Dracula, got any palatability in states like New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Remember, New York is not winner take all. It's winner take most. But Trump has to win 50% in every congressional district in order to sweep all three delegates. Were he to win, but do so with less than 50%, then Ted Cruz, or more likely John Kasich, could pick up one delegate per congressional district. Now, look, Alex, as I've said many times on your show, I do not work for Donald Trump. I do not work for his campaign. I have no formal or informal role. I am merely a friend of Donald Trump from 40 years standing, a nationalist, and someone who has, having been through 9 Republican presidential campaigns, some insights to the process. Trump said the other day that John Kasich should drop out. With all due respect, I disagree with that. I think Trump benefits from split opposition. I think Trump benefits from a divide in the establishment. And I say this for John Kasich. At least he has had the courage to climb in the arena. At least he has had the courage to contend, as opposed to Mitt Romney, who's wearing pancake makeup right now, standing in the bullpen, waiting desperately for the call to be the compromise candidate of the establishment on a late ballot. So I actually think it is beneficial for John Kasich to stay in this race.
Sure. Let me bring this point up to you.
In the states of New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, believe me, Kasich has more going in those places than Ted Cruz. I think Trump can continue to benefit from split opposition.
We're going to break in a moment, but I want to ask you specifically about Kasich. He seems so confident, and I understand during this period it's good to have it split up, but what about party bosses and others that have been going on Fox and others and saying, oh, we think Kasich's the guy we're going to give it to, you know, once they get to the convention. Do you think that they're just patting him on the head, or do you think that's true? Because other party bosses like Rove say they want to bring in a Paul Ryan or somebody.
Well, I think the party bosses are not of one mind. I've said on this show and elsewhere that I think John Kasich has a backup strategy to emerge as a vice presidential candidate who is a running dog for the establishment, much in the way that George H.W. Bush was forced on Ronald Reagan, and who was ultimately able, of course, to undo much of the Reagan Revolution when he raised taxes.
Roger, so, we got to go to break. Stay there. We're going to come right back. StoneZone.com. Roger Stone is our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
Roger Stone is our guest, and look, all I can tell you is this. I've been involved politically for 25 years, on air for 21. I've never seen anything like this. I can't wait to be in Cleveland. Everybody has to be there. We're going to have websites up soon. We're going to be pushing everybody to just be there. and to tell them don't steal it, and then when they do steal it, have such an outcry politically that America knows that a fraud has taken place. Because if we just sit there and don't demonstrate or don't get upset, it will normalize these fat cats who claim they now appoint who can run for office. So basically, how would you describe this, Roger Stone? You call it the big steal. I call it canceling the election, because if you select the candidates, isn't that then a form of canceling the real election and just having a ceremonial event? And then aren't we just communist China, where the party appoints its own presidents and then appoints its own successors? Isn't that a dictatorship of oligarchy, sir? What would you as a political expert call it?
I think what they're trying to do here, Alex, is rig the election. So if we have an election in both, which both candidates are globalists with the exact same agenda, putting forward different rhetoric to try to sound different, then we get a replay of the last election. Mitt Romney and Barack Obama both believed in endless war, erosion of our civil liberties, massive debt and borrowing, bailouts for the big banks, an interventionist foreign policy that costs us blood and treasure, but isn't in the best interests of the United States. Immigration policies that very soon will bring hordes of Islamic youths rampaging through our major cities, raping, pillaging, killing, defacing public property, terrorizing honest citizens. That is where we're headed if we get a two-party duopoly election in which the globalists use legal trickery to choose both candidates. Frankly, I feel sorry for Bernie Sanders. I think Bernie Sanders is a sincere socialist. I think he's an honest man. I don't agree with him on virtually anything other than trade, where we have some substantial agreement. But they're robbing him, too. They're cheating against him, too, because the globalist kingmakers insist on nominating both major candidates, and they will ensure that no one else isn't let into these debates. The Libertarian Party candidate, the Green Party candidate, the Constitutional Party candidate, these individuals will never have an opportunity to be in the presidential debates, and therefore, sadly, most Americans will never even know that those options are legally available to them.
Roger, I have the Politico article here. MSNBC edits out Roger Stone interview. So before you learned that you were banned by the White House officially through their organ, I mean, they literally call the shots through Media Matters, showing how controlled our media is in this country, you were like in the old Soviet Union, to use your words, edited out of the photo, edited out of the video. This is simply amazing. But MSNBC does like to play clips of my show, so I'd like you to specifically communicate to them. They are a dying dinosaur, sir, but communicating to them, they freaked out over your point of saying millions should come to Cleveland. So what is your message directly to them and others?
Well, Alex, I've got to be honest with you. I'm very disappointed. This is Soviet-style censorship. I didn't say anything vile or even impolite. All I spoke about with two of the most respected journalists in American political coverage, Mark Halpern and John Heilman. We did a brief segment on Bloomberg television in which we talked about the fact that you and I and Pat Buchanan and Paul Nagy and other patriots are working together to turn out the people who voted for Trump in these primaries and caucuses in Cleveland for a mass-based, peaceful, nonviolent demonstration. Immediately, some in the media tried to say, Stone is advocating violence. I have specifically denounced violence. But it is not inappropriate for the delegates from a given state to hear directly from their constituents, from the people they ostensibly represent in Cleveland.
And that's a no-brainer. That's a no-brainer. When they're openly stealing the popular vote, they act like we're space aliens from Mars with three heads because we say we're going to go to Cleveland and let the media and the whole nation know we're being robbed. It's like asking a woman who's being mugged and raped in a parking lot not to scream for help. I want to come back and talk more about what we do to stop these people, how we make sure Trump wins, and more with Roger Stone. We'll be back, folks. I'm telling you, we're talking to the relief quarterback for the whole Trump operation to win this thing. Stay with us.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Donald Trump is under attack because he's a nationalist and he doesn't want to see America fall into globalist control. It's that simple. And that's why the entire establishment is against him. The American people claim that they want better trade deals, lower taxes. Here's someone who will fight to deliver that, who they know really will try to get it done. They know it's not an empty promise. And the criminals that have hijacked this nation are now so arrogant, so evil, that they are on national TV, both Democrat and Republican, going, your popular vote doesn't count. It never did. After the billions and billions and billions of false advertising saying, go out and vote, or you get the government, you know, you ask for. It's unprecedented. And regardless, Donald Trump has already won because he forced the power structure to cheat openly. He came out and talked about the issues nobody else would because they were bought and paid for. He's a game changer. Donald Trump is a hero. He has amazing courage. I disagree with him on some issues. But that's more of a age gap issue with him being almost 30 years older than me. Donald Trump's got them scared to death for real. This is an epic time to be alive, and if we don't get behind Donald Trump, if we don't get behind Roger Stone at StoneZone.com and StopTheSteal.org, this guy is busting his butt. People just now realize how important Roger Stone is. They just now realize what he's doing behind the scenes and the battles he's fighting. That's why they're banning him everywhere, because he's exposing what they're doing. Everybody's got to go to StopTheSteal.org. We're going to be putting up details, mirrors of what he puts out, and he's going to be our general there on the ground. All I'm asking our listeners to do is to come in mass to defend the First Amendment and the right to vote and to be observers and to be citizen journalists. Everyone should be booking hotels and things in the suburbs. The Republicans have already grabbed all the other hotels. People should be staying in nearby cities. Whatever you have to, you need to be there. And I want to ask Roger Stone right now to give us marching orders on this, particularly the key days, when it's most important to be there, obviously the aftermath of an attempted steal, millions of people there who are Trumpians. That'll send a message. Don't steal it. This could be the moment the establishment blinks, but we win either way. Resistance is victory. They blink, we get our candidate, we win. They don't blink. They openly steal it. They reveal themselves 10 times worse. I mean, this is a win-win. The only way we lose is not taking action. Do you agree with that? What are our directives from your historical understanding of this, sir? And then other news tidbits of what else we need to know, Mr. Stone.
Well, a couple things I want to touch on, Alex. First of all, I have been looking at very interesting quick study comparing the polling results with the actual results as reported by the state of Wisconsin on a finite district-by-district basis. It is literally scientifically impossible for there to be this broad a swing between the polling results and the final results. Now, the Walker machine has always been adept at vote stealing. Richard Charnin, a respected mathematician, by the way, a man of the left, but someone I respect for candor, has done yeoman work on a monograph showing how the Walker machine has stolen votes in past gubernatorial races and in a past recall. So I suspect funny business in Wisconsin. Secondarily, I would ask the folks who are with us here today, send an email to MSNBC.com. And let them know you won't put up with Soviet-style censorship, that you believe in free speech, you believe in the First Amendment, and the idea of banning people like Roger Stone because I am politically incorrect is an outrage.
They should be fighting to get you on. I mean, it's crazy. They're not looking for ratings. They're not looking for inside truth of what's going on. They know you're a central figure, one of the top people in the Trump campaign. Your partner basically runs the Trump campaign now. I know you don't want to, you know, brag about that, but it shows they're scared to death of you.
Well, Alex, in all I think that's a slight overstatement. Let me be very clear once again. I will do anything I possibly can to succeed in the nomination and election of Donald Trump. What remains to be seen, though, is whether the Trump campaign, as it is constituted, can retool itself for the trench warfare that is ahead. My partner, Paul Manafort, a partner of 15 years, a friend of mine of almost 50 years, someone I've known since childhood, is without any question the single best convention organizer and strategist in the country. Whether the Trump campaign gives him the authority and the resources he needs to score a win for Donald Trump remains to be seen. I'm disappointed in the Trump campaign in Wisconsin. Not the efforts of Donald Trump. No one worked harder. No one was more valiant in the effort. He did an enormous number of campaign events. I also salute the Trump family Ivanka Trump, who's just given birth to her third child, still doing call-in radio shows in Wisconsin, even though she's not ready to get back on the trail. Donald Jr., Eric, I'm incredibly proud of the Trump family. They worked very hard.
Well, it shows how hard he'll work for this country. I mean, the other candidates don't campaign like this. Obama didn't campaign like this. I mean, Trump is absolutely busting his ass.
The fix was in Wisconsin. So, and we cannot tolerate censorship at the MSNBC.
So let's be clear, because are you saying that Trump probably really won Wisconsin? Clearly the whole fix was in with the media, both parties, money, the super PACs, Cruz's super PAC that I think legally isn't supposed to be operating there, right?
He massively was outspent. There's no question about that. I'm not prepared to say that it was stolen. I'm waiting for the final analysis from Richard Chardon, who I respect is one of the best election analysts and a specialist in how they steal using computerized machines. But it is, suffice it to say, there was substantial monkey business, as we have seen, ironically, in every state where Ted Cruz has prevailed. Let's go through them. Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma, Utah, massive voter fraud. We're not talking about a few isolated incidents that could be explained by true machine
malfunction. This is now on record and taking delegates that aren't his. This is sick.
Yeah, it is an all-out assault by the establishment. Here's the irony, of course. If Donald Trump is not the nominee, Ted Cruz will not be the nominee. The globalists don't like him, not because of his politics. They're perfectly comfortable with his politics. He's one of them. But because of his personality. So they will push him aside. He's not a team player.
So it's true that he's really cold and nasty and, like, sociopathic?
Well, you've seen him on television. He's shifty, literally. Alex, nothing that comes out of Ted Cruz's mouth is the truth. He is a congenital liar. He was on Megyn Kelly the other night accusing me falsely again of planting the National Enquirer story. Ted, show me the proof. Put up or shut up. He's a four-flusher. The guy is a fraud. He is a globalist who's been a low-level family retainer for the Bushes.
Well, sure. Well, our liberal investigative journalist, Wayne Madsen, who you know has great pedigree, he's investigated, and he says it does point towards Rubio and not Trump.
Yeah, I had nothing whatsoever to do with this. And by the way, if I were going to plant a story with the National Enquirer as a dirty trick, why would I allow myself to be quoted in said story? I've been called a lot of things, Alex, but stupid is not one of them.
No, stupid is not one of them. What else is key for us to know, sir, with your weekly update? We really appreciate your time. And then, again, what do we do? I want our viewers and listeners. I know full well we have 15 million viewers and listeners that on YouTube, AM and FM stations, Facebook, everywhere. We have algorithms that tell us it's around 14 to 16 million. So I say 15 million. It varies every month, but growing. People in the United States who are able to try to get out to Cleveland. So there's 15 million people in the United States, a couple million in Canada, too. Everybody should stand up for free and open elections. We need everybody to be there to monitor this and to let the Republican establishment know they can't do it. I mean, folks, you must be in Cleveland. When is the best time for them to get there? Obviously, they're going to have to stay in a city nearby. It'll be too expensive to stay in the city because they're jacking up prices incredibly. Don't let the Republicans keep you from being there, folks. You must be there. I'm going to be there. What do we do, Roger Stone?
Well, first of all, let's give a kind of an overview of what we have planned. We will have a mass rally, a Stop the Steal rally. In which, Alex, you have graciously agreed to speak. I will speak. There will be other speakers. We are going to try to arrange low-cost housing through some colleges that are closed in July where their dormitory space may be rented. So we're working on that. We will have demonstrations at specific hotels where there are delegates so we can let them visually see the will of the people. We will have a daily protest. We will man the ramparts every day.
And, hey, it's a free country. If we're staying in the hotel, we can go knock on their hotel room door like you said, right?
Well, and I have friends in every delegation, so I will be able to tell you which state delegations are involved in the big steal, which party leaders are ringleaders in the big steal. We do not advocate violence. We're not talking about roughing anybody up.
We're just talking to people.
What we are talking about is being a presence to let people feel the pressure of the American people and those who have bothered to vote in these primaries and caucuses.
Yeah, we're the victims that they're openly robbing as we speak in the state where I live, in Louisiana, Tennessee, Arizona, where he's winning. They're just stealing it, openly admitting it, and then they turn it around on MSNBC like it's bad that we might want to go demonstrate. I mean, I don't normally stutter. That's so outrageous. I have trouble getting those words out of my mouth, Roger.
Well, it's typical of the liberal double standard. So the international criminal George Soros and his henchman David Brock advocate violence, send people to the Trump rallies to try to inspire violence, yet they turn around and they accuse us falsely of promoting violence. I am promoting nonviolent protest in Cleveland.
Well, here's the good news for folks, because a lot of libertarian conservatives don't like to demonstrate because it's associated with the socialists and the commies. This is a battle against them and Soros that financed the violent overthrow of Middle Eastern countries and Ukraine and bragged about it on CNN to Fareed Zakaria. So, folks, the police there in that city are patriots on average. They understand this is a war against local government and police. They understand that Donald Trump is a populist that wants to make America great again. And I can tell you right now, we are going to have not the support, but the defense of the police, knowing we're in the right, protecting our First Amendment against the Soros trash. And we're going to outnumber them 50-1 if you take action. This will be a day long remembered. Okay? It's time to stand for the roaches that are the trash and the Nazi collaborators like George Soros. Roger?
So watch the website, stopthesteal.org. Very shortly, we will be posting details. We're in negotiations with the Convention Bureau and the City of Cleveland for an outdoor permit for a massive rally. We're going to do this by the book. But in numbers, there is strength. We need a massive turnout. So if you don't have a summer vacation planned, this will be your vacation.
Cancel it. This is the battle for the Republic. In my 20-plus years of activism, I've never been involved in something this important.
Cleveland, I'm told, is beautiful in July. So come on out. Stand up for your country. Stand up for the right to vote.
Stand up to George Soros and Obama and the Muslim Brotherhood and all this scum.
Indeed.
All right, Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. We'll have more details. You're working hard. What else can people do to support you?
Let me just say this final point. I know for an absolute fact that I'm going to disclose here that the formal account for the Republican convention, the one that Reince Priebus is carrying around in his breast pocket, has Donald Trump at 1,205 votes. Right now, the kingmakers, the bosses, the insiders are getting growingly confident they can stop the Trump revolution. And I say, don't bet the ranch.
That's going to be newsmaking, what you just said. Flesh that out for folks that aren't experts on the Arcania, as you call it, on the Byzantine system of the delegates. Explain what he's got in his pocket.
Well, what it means, of course, is that the party bosses know the plan. They know how many votes they intend to steal in Wyoming. They know how many votes they intend to steal in Arizona. They know how many votes they intend to steal next weekend in Colorado. They know where they're going to try to chisel votes from states that Trump has already won overwhelmingly. So their private secret vote count shows them stalling Donald Trump. But it's not over till it's over. And Donald Trump and the Trump campaign have many strategic options left open to them. It remains to be seen whether the campaign can be retooled and whether politically experienced people can be put in key places to replace those incredibly enthusiastic but less experienced people who I salute for being for Donald Trump. But I was distressed to learn, Alex, that the woman who ran the Trump campaign in Wisconsin was the same woman who ran the losing Trump campaign in Oklahoma. And prior to that, this nice woman had no political experience whatsoever. This is a time for experience. This is a time to get some of the grizzled veterans who were for Ron Paul many Ron Paul supporters working with us in these conventions.
And it's time for the people that are supporting Sanders to realize Hillary's going to steal it. You should stand with Trump for populism and get past the political correct brainwashing. You know it's a bunch of political warfare garbage. The whole elite you claim you hate are against Trump. Don't be morons. In fact, a lot of them are saying they're going to vote for Trump. That's a beautiful thing. Simply amazing. Well, Roger Stone, we'll get another update from you soon. Anytime you want to pop in and break news, sir, this show right here has a place for you. You're not censored here at InfoWars. God bless you.
See you in Cleveland.
Absolutely. Personally, I can't wait. This is so historical. There goes Roger Stone. Oh, my gosh. My heart is pitter-pattering right now because we're just being robbed nakedly by the globalists in front of everybody right now. I mean, this is just too insane. Now, we've had our reporters on the ground all over the East Coast, all over Wisconsin, in the Midwest. Joe Biggs followed these groups and said they were going to have the biggest protest ever, marching from one state to another. He was there, shot a lot of viral videos, was in the midst of these people. Those videos are up, obviously, on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There is so much going on, so much happening. So I want to have Joe Biggs here with us for the balance of this segment till we go to the break at the end of the hour and for 5 more minutes after that. And then we're going to just cover so much of the other news we haven't gotten to yet in the third hour today. But first off, we're also going to be discussing the coming default wave is shaping up to be among the most painful in history. That's Bloomberg politics. There's so many triggers, so many things financially happening right now that are kicking off, and militarily. That's why I say my gut is just not in a knot. You know, my gut was in a knot before we went over the cliff. Now I feel like we're in the battle. I mean, I feel so alive. It is ridiculous. And I just can't wait to go to Cleveland. I cannot wait to see the Soros trash, the Republican bots trash for myself. I cannot wait. Wild horses could not drag me away. This is so historical. It's so much bigger than Trump. And I keep saying that, but listen to me, please, please. If you don't like Trump, fine. There's stuff about him I don't like either. But here's the deal. He's got him scared to death because he's a nationalist. He doesn't want to have one-sided deals that screw us over. He is into prosperity, and he doesn't like the New World Order, and they know it. They know it, and the signals he sent and the things he's been doing and the way he's been playing the system, they are scared of him. He thinks he's smarter than them, and you know what? He is. Now, the question is, are we smarter than the globalists? We're going to Joe Biggs here in just a moment. Also, don't forget, I'm going to send 6 or 7 people, including myself, to Cleveland for a week. That is going to be, and I'm not complaining, it's just to get on that field, we're talking, you can't even get any type of lodging there because the Republicans a year out bought everything in the city. You got to go get houses, condos, things like that. That's what we're doing. And we're talking stuff 10 miles away that takes 30 minutes to get there is $1,000 a night. Okay, and I'm talking about a place that housed 2 of our crew. It is exorbitant by design to keep demonstrators out. Now, the George Soros people are going to get bussed in to attack Trump. They're going to have the Republican establishment there attacking Trump. It's going to be over the top. We need to see millions of the American people. People keep saying march to D.C. or march here, march there. No. March to Cleveland over the vote and this republic. And believe me, it'll be the start of the real restoration of this country. We cannot lose if we resist. We make them show their hand as tyrants and steal it openly, or we make them fold, blink, and collapse in front of us. And that'll be a huge confidence builder for the people as well. The states are going to start joining together with more governors. The legislatures, the move against the globalists is on. This show is only one part of that fight. Yes, we're the tip of the spear, but imagine a Roman phalanx with 50 guys in the front with all their spears out front. We're just one of those spears. And as more of you activate and get involved and start speaking out, more spears collectively line up, and we just are going to destroy the enemy. Force multiplication is happening right now. We're exposing the globalists. We're exposing their plan. We're coming for them. Now, briefly, we're listener-supported. We have the most game-changing, awesome products ever, like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion with all the amino acids, Fruit Punch, the best multivitamin out there. So amazing. Try it for yourself. The energy boost, the stamina. If you're tired, works so much better for me than coffee at night because your body just needs these vitamins, these minerals, these amino acids. It's so over the top powerful. InfoWarsLife.com. It will sell out today. We're holding back 1,000 bottles for folks, containers, canisters for folks that are on auto ship and for people that may sign up for auto ship. 10% off when you sign up for auto ship. You can cancel anytime. 50% off orders above $50 on shipping on everything at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And also, DNA 4 sold out for several months. A limited run has now been done. It'll be called Plus in the next run. It's changed on the label, but we haven't changed the front label yet. It's had another key ingredient added, and it's had some of the amounts of some of the key things expanded. It's stronger than it ever was. And it's you can go read the patented things. We're even allowed to make claims on this because it's that nutraceutical. Comparable products from hospitals and medical labs and things are double or triple the price of DNA Force, available at InfoWarsLife.com. And your purchase funds this operation. So I salute you and I want to thank you. Secret 12 Methylcobalamin is back in stock as well. Highest quality, super concentrated, organic, nutraceutical, and beyond grade vitamin B12 taken under the tongue for massive absorption and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, going to Joe Biggs. Joe Biggs is here in studio. Great job on the East Coast. Fill folks in on where it started, where you went. You know, buy your lonesome out there. The lone wolf in the media covering this and what your experience has told you and what this foreshadows going into this summer of rage.
So I was in Pennsylvania. I was at Philadelphia, and that was the start at Independence Hall for Democracy Spring. Now, this was supposed to be one of the largest civil uprisings in America, and that just quite frankly was not the fact. Maybe 300 people showed up to the event. 3,424 people, I believe it was, actually signed up and pledged to go out there and said that they would even be willing, you had to check a box, to be arrested if it came to that point. You know, so they had a couple speakers. They had this lady, Gabby Hoffman. She's an actor, come out and talk about Democracy Spring and how much they love Bernie Sanders and how they want to take money out of politics. And they don't want people to feel like they're being forced with money to vote for certain people like Hillary Clinton. And some of them even said Donald Trump. And I said, well, he's not really taking money from anybody, so you can't use that argument. But there's one thing I can tell you about Philadelphia, Pennsylvania as a whole. There's a lot of Trump supporters. You have to remember, about a month ago, 46,000 Democrats switched over to Republican for this year to vote for Donald Trump. And in Massachusetts, 20,000 people as well did that.
And that's why they're panicking and having to steal the delegates at the state level. And that's key, though. It seems like the George Soros funding and the Black Lives Matter whole crew is kind of sputtering. We saw that in Wisconsin. There'd be like 20 people against Trump and 5,000 there to see Trump. But still, he lost. The evidence is overwhelming. They stole Wisconsin as well.
But Wisconsin, think about this. This is up the ante. You know, when I was out there in Philly, there's so many people who are for Trump. Everywhere I went, people were talking about it. I had a little Trump thing on my phone. People were like, oh, yeah, Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah. And they would just want to, you know, talk about it. But one of the interesting things is they have unions in Pennsylvania. You've got unions over there in Jersey. You've got the unions up in New York. And I talked to a lot of union guys. They don't want to be on camera right now because based on the fact that these are Democrat states, they're all primarily Democrat. So, but what they said is if Donald Trump would be willing to come out on TV in support of the union, the Teamsters, they're going to get their votes. Those family members are going to get theirs. So forth and so forth.
Sure, but the unions are obviously going to go for him because it's the blue-collar Americana appeal and the rest of it.
No. They, most of them will only tell people. This is what this guy was telling me. He said his bosses will tell his guys to go for Hillary Clinton because that's what they do.
Sure. But I think they're not going to follow those orders at this point. Plus, they should be thanking him for being against NAFTA and GATT and all the things the big unions sold out to.
Yeah.
I mean, the unions are a joke. They've become a lobbying organization for open borders. So the unions need to stop being on power trips because I'm telling you, if they don't get behind Trump, they're idiots. Stay there, we're going to come back in 70 seconds. Great job on your reports. Man, a lot of them.
You're listening to GCN.
Oh, and you also saw the rioting. I'm going to get into that.
GCNLive.com today.